It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.
It's a glorious Wednesday edition of the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Ike, how we feeling?
Well, Spike, I tell you, I feel a lot better than I did yesterday. I'm 2 days now removed from what happened Sunday.
All right.
So I'm starting to feel a lot better there.
Forget about it, maybe?
Yeah, kind of forgetting about it. Mm-hmm. And I'm focusing on my brother in there, Jackie Baseball. Jackie Baseball! Listen, we got a big series coming up this weekend, brother. Get your mind right. Holler at your boy.
Beyond nervous.
Yeah.
Beyond
nervous.
It's going to be the longest weekend of my life.
So never done this before. You know, I'm going to peel back the curtain on the WIP Afternoon Show. Mm. We talk earlier in the day about what the show is going to be like, and then we sit down at 1 o'clock and we actually come up with what we're going to do and where we're going to do it and what the big topic of the day is going to be. And we sat in there and we all decided we're going to talk about Howie Roseman, but we are pivoting here without Jack knowing is that Ike and I had a bit of a discussion in that. We like to think of ourselves as a family here, The WIP Afternoon Show. You listening, you are a part of this family. And Jack, you're going to have to pay attention. I know you don't always pay attention for the first 5 minutes.
What are we doing?
So this is an intervention.
No.
This is an intervention for Jack in that you can tell when Jack's not feeling good. Right? Especially, Ike, when he's not feeling good about the Philadelphia Phillies.
Yes.
And one of the key things you can tell with Jack when Jack's not feeling good is that he won't text you back. He won't text back in the show group chat. He won't text back individually. If Jack isn't texting back, there's something wrong because he's always staring at his phone.
Mm-hmm.
And Jack wasn't texting back last night as the Mets were mounting their comeback against the Milwaukee Brewers.
Maybe I wanted to be with my family.
And that's not what it was. Because I voice texted Jack on my way back as the Mets took the lead. And I said, I'm scared of the Mets. And all I got back was, yes. And then last night, Jack wasn't texting back at all. And then this morning was the true real sign that there's something wrong in there. And we need him. This is the thing is, you know, it's okay for Jack to be nervous, but we need him as Mr. Phillies guy to be all in on this.
Right.
And Jack texted me this morning, I think I'm going to bet $300 on the Mets to win the series.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
He is truly, and am I misreading this?
So I don't appreciate needing an intervention.
You do need an intervention.
I don't think I need an intervention.
You're terrified.
I am terrified.
Do you think the Phillies are going to lose to the Mets if they play them?
I think there's a chance they're going to lose to the Mets if they play them.
A significant chance.
Yes.
If
this is going to be the longest week of my life.
This is what we have.
All I think about is the Mets. I think about the Mets more than I think about the Phillies right now.
Yeah. Well, and here's the thing.
I need you.
Well, here's why I'm irritated by this.
Yeah.
And I sort of knew this is where he was at, because we obviously work together every day, and then he and I, you know, we're bonded by FanDuel, so we're in constant communication. in constant communication with each other. But just like you, there wasn't a lot of feedback and back and forth yesterday with him as the Major League playoffs were going on.
Because he wanted the Brewers to win.
Yes, because he wanted the Brewers to win.
Yeah, he's scared of the Mets.
So I'm in my own situation with my followers / our listening audience, who I believe they're taking cues from you and your
fear.
I don't know, fear of playing the New York Mets, that somehow Everybody's scared of the Mets now. Nobody wants to play the Mets.
No.
Everybody's scared of the Mets. First of all, pucker up, Buttercup.
I don't want to.
You feel me? Get it together in there.
I can't.
Get it together in there because we got a big series coming up this weekend. As a matter of fact, whomever it is, and I do believe it's going to be the Mets. I want it to be the Mets. I don't really care. I'm not afraid of the Mets. You know, we played the Brewers, great. We get the whole Rhys Hoskins coming back and yada, yada, yada. And then all you guys can have false security of thinking that we're going to waltz through the Brewers and we lose to them in four games because everybody wants to play them. No, I embrace the challenge. The Mets are the team that seemingly – it's hot right now, and when everybody is pulling one way that they don't want to face the big bully or the team that you think is the hot team right now, I naturally gravitate wanting to face those guys. I do. I think it would be a better series, a more interesting series for us, Philadelphia versus New York. I'm not going to sit here and tell you, oh, the Mets aren't any good and the Phillies are going to roll through the Mets. I'm not going to tell you that. Mets are a very good baseball team. Best team in baseball the second half of the season.
Yep.
The record, is the proof is in the record. I get that. My only thing is, and this is what irritates me. Are you really that afraid of the Mets? Or is it really your lack of confidence in the Phillies? Because that's what I believe it is. I'm calling you on the carpet. I'm calling everyone out there that's afraid, air quotes, to face the Mets. It's not about the Mets. The Mets aren't the 1927 Yankees or something where they got, you know, where they're just some team you can't imagine beating.
They're hot.
Yeah, yes, they are hot.
Yeah.
They are hot.
I'm a little scared.
Yeah, I know you are.
Okay.
I know you are. My only point is that you're not afraid because that's how great the Mets are. It's the lack of confidence in the Phillies. And that's what I'm calling to the carpet. So we can hide behind, oh, I'm afraid of the Mets. I'm afraid of the Mets. I don't want to face the hot Mets. No, what it is you when you think you're getting an easier path by taking on the Brewers. Meanwhile, if the Brewers beat the greatest baseball team ever in the Mets, why wouldn't they be able to beat the Phillies?
I could take a loss to the Brewers.
Oh, see? You could take a loss.
I could take a loss to the Brewers. I can't take a loss to the Mets.
I got news for you. They losing this round, you ain't going to be able to take it at all, and neither will anybody else, because it ain't going to be acceptable.
I agree.
It's not going to be acceptable. And as a matter of fact, losing to the Brewers may be more unacceptable.
I just don't know anybody in Milwaukee. So.
Well, no, I forget about Milwaukee.
I'm
talking about being a Phillies fan and how disappointing of an ending of a season this will have been. A wasted opportunity to go win the World Series. This is a World Series or bust situation here with the Phillies. This isn't some soft landing. Oh, great job, guys. You guys won a division. Awesome. Awesome. It's okay. No, it's not okay. So whomever they face, they need to be able to take care of business and get to the next round. The Mets, the Brewers, it doesn't matter to me. It doesn't matter to me. You're not going to sit here and pump me full of air about how great the Mets are and why I should be afraid of them. No, I'm trying to tell you why you should be confident in your home team. In your home team. That's what the issue is here. You don't have the confidence in the Phillies.
See, I appreciate your enthusiasm.
That's not enthusiasm.
But, well.
It's something.
It's on the side of enthusiasm. So, I.
Now I know what it was like in the 1998, the Denver locker room.
I know what it was like in that locker room. Yeah. We're down by 40 at halftime.
But you are generally enthusiastic.
Yes.
When Jack, and here's, so what we're going to do today is I need you who are listening to be part of this to build Jack back up and build up his confidence so he is not scared of the Mets. 215-592-9494. But let me say this. Just the reason I need Jack is because though your confidence or your I don't want to use the same word is helpful, when the baseball guy on the show is scared to death, it makes it heightens my fear. I was already a little bit worried about the Mets. What I told Jack about before this series was the Mets are either going to lose in two games to the Brewers or they're going to win the whole thing. I don't want to play the Mets. So when Jack is like that too, it makes it worse for me. And you being like that makes it not only worse for me, I think it makes it worse for our listeners who want their Phillies guy to lead them into the fire. Meanwhile, you're running the other way and the fire is right in front of us.
So I understand now closer as to why you felt like you had to call the intervention.
Yeah.
Because I do agree with you. Like, I don't want to be like this. I would love to be gung-ho. They're going to get in. They're going to go on a run. But it just, they have the look. And I don't want to be the team that has to play the team that has the look. And I felt it when Lindor hit the home run on Monday. I felt it when they came back yesterday. I remember 2022 Phillies, last year's Diamondbacks, 21 Braves, 19 Nationals, 11 Cardinals, 10 Giants. Like, I've lived this. I've seen it. And, like, I don't want to be the team that gets clipped by a hot team at the wrong time.
Then why don't you demand our team to step up and play?
I hope they do.
You hope they do? No, I said demand it of them.
Okay, I demand it.
Demand it of them.
I wish I was more confident in the Phillies than I really am confident in the Phillies. Like, there's a mixture of both. Like, I've seen the offense be for about 2 months now, okay? Like, they went into cruise control, and I hope they can pull themselves out of it. But you get the hot Mets coming here and playing this team. Like, I can't live in a world where that stupid fan base comes down here and takes over part of the ballpark, which I know is probably going to happen because people are going to sell tickets for a lot of money. Like, I don't want to live in a world where the Mets beat us. I don't want to live in that world.
Well, I'm going to tell you a world I don't want to live in. Well, I'm afraid of any team from New York. The stinking Knicks, the stinking Giants, the Jets, if you want to call them a team from New York.
The Rangers.
And the stupid Mets.
And the Rangers.
What sport do they play?
Hockey.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, and the Rangers. And the Islanders too, right?
Yeah, it's Long Island. It's,
okay,
yeah,
what,
it's New York.
The point is,
I don't want to live in a world where I'm afraid of a New York team. We already have to deal with the whole inferiority complex, the Big Apple, the big city, and we're just little old Philly. They already look down on us. Now we may have to go into a fight, and we're afraid to fight. We're afraid to go in there. Oh, I don't want to fight you guys. I don't want to take on the Mets. Let me bully on Milwaukee so I can feel better about myself.
Well, give me Milwaukee. I'm dying for Reese. Go off today.
Can I ask you this?
I want the run to the World Series. I don't feel it with the Mets coming in here.
You think they're going to lose to the Mets?
I think they're probably going to lose to the Mets.
Not happening.
Say it again.
No. I've been putting $250 on the Mets to win the series.
Not $300?
Well, Ike said that's too much.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, Ike.
Yes.
Before I go to calls, here's my question for you. Mm-hmm. So we're asking people to build up Jack's confidence against the Mets in our intervention, our Jack Phillies Mets intervention, 215-592-9494. If there are people who are nervous like we are, can they participate too and you bully them into believing?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So it's not just the confident people.
I've been here. People know they listen to this show. If you come with that nonsense, that scared stuff, I'm giving it to you.
All right.
Giving it to you. Right. Yes. We're in game mode.
Because to be honest with you, I'm more on Jack's side than I am on your side.
No, but I expect that. You weigh 140 pounds too.
150.
Okay, 150. So I expect that. Expect that out of you.
All right. Here it is, the Jack Mets Phillies intervention show. You are important. 215-592-9494. Darren in South Philly kicks us off. Darren, you're on WIP.
Jack, I'm disappointed. But little brother, I'm going to be honest with you. Me and you on the same like, man. Jack, you had me so excited when I listened to the High Hopes pod last night, early this morning. I went and spent $1,000 on tickets to be there Saturday. So, like, I don't understand this. Respectfully, buck the Mets. I'm not saying it's going to be a easy walkthrough.
Yeah.
It's going to be a series. Yeah. But it is what it is. At the end of the day, like Ric Flair says, to be the man, you have to beat the man.
Yes.
If the Mets are the hot team, let's do it.
Darren, can I ask you something real quick? You said, because there's another level to this now that I just discovered. I have to listen to Jack for 6 hours a day. I don't listen to High Hopes podcast, respectfully.
Oh, thanks.
Darren.
Oh, but you listen to Elliot's daily podcast on the Go Birds.
I don't. It was sometimes, but I don't listen to Elliot 6 hours a day. I listen to you 6 hours a day.
Well,
so Elliot is almost on 6 hours a day.
But not for me.
Right.
We only have an hour of him. So let me ask you this, Darren. You said you were fired up listening to the podcast. My question to you is, was Jack expressing confidence on the podcast? When is he lying?
Confidence. No. He's expressing confidence. He didn't. He wants the Brewers. It's not a secret.
Okay.
He wants the Brewers.
Okay.
But respectfully, at the end of the day, it's the hunt for Red October. I don't give a flying bleep about who comes into the bank. Yes, the Mets play us rough. It is what it is. They're a rival. That's what you're supposed to do.
Mm-hmm.
Their fans are annoying. But at the end of the day, we are the better team. Hands down, period. 1 through 8, we're the best. They might have one player on the field that might take it, and we all know who that is. I'm not worried. We have wheels up going game one.
Mm.
We're either going to flip a coin and put Nolan in 2 or Sanchez in 2, and we're going to be up 2-0 here. Go to New York, hopefully take 1 of 2 from there, come back and...
Series over.
I'm not worried about it. And like you said, Ike, you hit it right on the head. If we lose in this first round, not only is that unacceptable who we lose to, the only team that I would low-key stomach a loss to, and I don't want to, would be the Dodgers and the NLCS. If not, it's World Series or bust. And that's just because the Dodgers, on paper, have the better team. But
right.
So realistically, if we're not doing Ike Juice shots down Broad Street sometime in November, it's a problem because there's no way on God Hot Sun you can then go ask Jack Middleton to go spend $660 million and bring Soto here. It's not going to happen. So if we want to have this extended window like we talk about, let's get the bleep excited, let's go kick the Mets behind, and let's go win our bleeping trophy back.
Jack, are you there?
No.
Okay.
Because I wasn't lying on high hopes. Like, all I said was, I need them to win the World Series. Like, I need that. But yeah. There's one impact. If they beat the Mets, they're going to win the World Series. I just don't think they're going to beat the Mets.
It's so hurtful to
Where'd
hear you say it.
I don't think they're going
to
be the Mets. I don't. I've seen this movie
before.
You
don't think we're going to beat
the
Mets?
No, I don't. I don't know what you want me to do.
Really utter that?
All I think about is the Mets all day long. I thought about them since last night. I thought about them watching the game. I thought about them on Monday. Like, it's just... I'm freaking out,
can
man.
I say this? Darren, one quick question. Do you worry at all that while the Phillies have been on cruise control since June and then have a full week off, in that entire time the Mets have been building momentum? That doesn't worry you at all?
A little bit, but at the end of the day, I have faith in my team. And if you're a true fan that Jack is, he knows this. Yes, the Mets are scary, but they're not. We're scary too. Let's reintroduce ourselves. We're the bleeping NL East champs. We are the Philadelphia Phillies. We have MV3. We have the best bleeping catcher in baseball. We have the top pitching duo in baseball. We have Schwarber coming. Like let's stop forgetting who the bleep we are.
All right,
I'm with you. I'm with you, Darren.
All right,
the Mets are hot right now, but we're still us.
Okay.
Yes.
All right, I appreciate it.
Don't call me little brother again.
Yeah, I didn't know who little brother was.
Well, that's the whole Michigan thing we got going on. Yeah, you know.
Mm.
Hey, see, guys sneak that in. See, you guys don't know about that stuff. Yeah, that's how he calls up.
Oh.
But he softened me with the whole, I agree with you, but he started with the little brother
Little
thing.
Brother stuff.
Yeah.
All right, 215-592-9494, the intervention. I'm not there yet.
Yeah.
Jack said it out loud.
I can't believe he actually said that out loud.
I don't think they're going to beat the Mets.
It's awful.
Yeah.
No, it's awful.
Yeah.
Give me the 408 on Saturday.
Can I say this too?
Go ahead, yeah.
So we were watching, we were doing our show on Monday from Chickies and Pete's, and the game was on the big screen there, mm-hmm. Stubby over there at the bar. I can't believe Jack added to this way in front of Stubby, but Lindor comes up to the plate with the Mets down 2. And I see Jack watching, and Jack goes, is he going to do something here? And I said to him, Lindor's going to hit a home run here.
Mm-hmm.
Lindor hits the home run. I punch Jack in the arm. And I thought Jack was going to laugh. Jack looked
dead
in his eyes.
There's no bits. There's no bit.
He didn't think it was funny. He looked dead. And Jack's a big guy. I punched him, and it was like I was punching a dead whale that washed up on the shore or whatever. There was nothing there.
Yeah. No. Listen.
This is real fear.
He does not handle.
No.
Being in the spotlight very well. He does not. And this is the time the Phillies are in the spotlight.
Yep.
This is the time of the year they're in the spotlight.
Brian in Westchester, are you here to make Jack feel better, or are you also nervous about the Mets?
I'm also nervous about the Mets.
Oh,
too, bro.
Ike, this is on you, bro.
I just don't understand why you aren't confident in the Phillies.
I am confident in the Phillies.
No, you're not.
100%.
No.
I'm a season ticket holder. I've been to every post.
We don't need the resume. I'm just asking, why are you afraid of the Mets as opposed to being confident in the team with the best home record in baseball? The first 2 games are going to be at home in our ballpark. Why aren't you more confident in the Phillies?
It's not that it's the Mets. It's the team that's hot. It could be the Padres. It could be, you know, if the Diamondbacks were in. The hot team rolling in, they have the momentum. We're coming off 7 days sitting around. Granted, we're an older team. Definitely could use the rest to get Harper healthy, get some people healthy. The hot team always comes in and dominates. It's what's happened over the past 6 years.
There's a lot of fear out there, Ike.
Hot team comes in and dominates and does what?
And
they win a series?
The division series.
Right, they win a series. They don't go on and win the World Series. They just win a series.
Well, I mean, the Phillies did it in 22, got all the way to the World Series.
Yeah, but we didn't win the World Series, though.
The Diamondbacks came in and barely
and they didn't win the World Series.
You know, the past couple, the Braves did it and what? The Cubs.
So let me ask you this then. Then what was the whole purpose of us winning the division in the first place?
That's a good question.
Fan base wants the team to get off to a fast start because the last 2 years they've gotten off to a slow start and had to dig themselves out of a hole, mm-hmm. right? We didn't want to do that. We want to get off to a fast start. We want to be the best team in the National League. Well, all of a sudden, we're one game from being the best team in the National League. We get the number two seed in the bye week and we're at home, but that's not good enough. So now we want to switch places with the team that had to fight to get into the playoffs to the last day playing a doubleheader. We would have rather been in that position, right, Brian?
No, sir.
Why not?
I agree with Jack, with the Mets fans coming down. It's disgusting. Like, and with fans selling tickets, like, I'm not selling my tickets for the series. I do not want to see Mets fans.
Well, I'm glad you said that because I was coming to you about that next.
Yeah. In the stadium.
Yeah.
Not a good feeling.
Everybody, thank you for the call, Brian. Mm-hmm. This is going to be a lot of work for you today because this.
Oh, I got 3 days.
Yeah, this is not only Jack. Jack has infected the entire.
I told you that.
Everybody's scared.
And how pathetic is this as a fan base to be like this going into the playoffs? It's like the Eagles getting a bye week, and we're like, oh man, I wish they were the wild card team. They're going to be rusty next week. I don't get it. You know what it is?
The Mets have that stink on them. Man.
I don't care about that stink on the Mets. I don't care about any of that stuff. So what happens if the Brewers actually win this series? What is all this talk about the Mets being hot, everybody being afraid of them, and they got this stink on them, that they got this look that they're going to the World Series?
That would be nice.
Because the Brewers are going to win today.
I hope so. Mm.
Well, the Brewers are going to win today.
Mm.
All right, we'll see.
I think the Mets win 7-0 today or something.
Okay. Well,
I think the Brewers.
We'll
just
know in a few
up.
Hours. We'll know in a few hours.
Brewers, I think, feel like we feel right now. Say, oh no! All right, coming
up. Well,
the
Brewers manager wasn't an idiot yesterday to take his pitcher out.
Coward.
They certainly had to feel. They were ready to play yesterday.
Yeah, teams. I thought they were going to do it when they took that lead. I think in the fifth inning, I thought the Brewers were going to win it. So speaking of the Brewers, coming up next, Rhys Hoskins spoke about what it's like to play in Philadelphia. He said a word that we love on this show, actually. And he said a couple of really funny things. So you will hear from Rhys Hoskins next. Today's show is sponsored by Guided Door and Window. Buy a window or door and get the second at half off with 18 months interest-free financing. Call Guided Door and Window today at 877-GO-GUIDA or visit goguida.com. Today is the Jack Metz Intervention Show. We came to a fork in the road, and we decided as a family, this is not only important to Jack, but it appears to be important for everybody.
Oh, it's important for the fan base because he's infecting the fan base.
Yep.
Everybody leans on Jack.
He's patient zero.
For his baseball knowledge, and if our foremost authority baseball figure in the city is scared to face a team, he is basically putting this out into the airwaves to the fan base.
Jack is the Wuhan lab of the
Man.
Mets fear. Yep.
All right. Is my work never done around here? Do I have to carry everybody?
Yeah. That's why your name's first.
That's a good point.
Yeah, my name snuck on there.
Yeah. this actually all makes a lot of sense. So you'll hear, and let us know how you're feeling. You will hear from Rhys Hoskins next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Oh, yeah. It's
better over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in, trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
We bring the boom. Now I'm feeling better.
If it came out to this song, maybe I'd be more confident.
You got the Rizzler rap in this one?
No.
You got to get Schwarbs. You got to get Schwarbs to come up to the plate with this.
Yeah. I'm surprised he doesn't, honestly.
On your FYP! It's a WIP afternoon show with Ike, Mike, and Fritz. Today's show is sponsored by Guided Door and Window. Buy a window or door, get the second and a half off with 18 months interest-free financing. Call Guided Door and Window today at 877-GO-GUIDER or visit goguida.com. Today is the, I can never remember the word, intervention. Today is the Jack intervention. I noticed last night that the nerves about the Mets were sneaking in a way that was unhealthy for Jack.
Yes.
Not responding to texts. Going to bet on the Mets to beat the Phillies.
And I mean, it did reach home, too.
Can you? Oh, it reached home? How? Oh, this. Yeah, tell this story.
Well, I picked up Jill and Walker from her parents' house.
Yep.
And she was trying to, you know, talk to me about something.
Your wife, the mother of your child,
yes,
and the pregnant with your second child, was talking to you and you were listening?
No. I don't. She was asking me something. And I just kept saying under my breath, like, the bleeping Mets. And she asked me, like, well, what did I say? And I was like, I don't know.
She can't say anything.
I don't know what anyone's saying right now because all I think about is the Mets.
Can you say what you said last segment about who's probably going to win the series?
No, I can't.
Terrified, yeah. Do not say that again.
Well, I am nervous.
Well, that's obvious. Yeah. We see that.
Thank you.
Well,
I hate watching the hot team. Like, I knew in 19 the Nationals are winning. I knew in 21 the Braves are winning. And the Lindor home run last night, I was like, there it is.
So you're going to have a lot of work to do. The
yes.
Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Mark's is designing the ultimate championship ring for our listeners. Vote on the design. Find out how to win at 94WIP.com/Mark's. Would you be nervous about playing the Mets in the NLDS? Yes or no? What do you think the percentages are on that Twitter poll? Nervous about playing the Mets.
Well, based on how many people that were on my timeline yesterday with this nonsense,
yep.
I'm going to go with 63% says yes.
56% say
56?
Yes. Yeah, that's it.
Well, not.
Oh, it's not as many as you
not
thought.
Not too bad. Yeah, not too bad.
Yeah. So we'll hear Rhys
not
Hoskins.
Not too bad. I actually thought it would be in the 60s.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Rhys Hoskins had something to say about playing in Philadelphia. We'll play that for you in a moment. Bella in South Philly, you're on WIP. What's up, Bella?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Hey,
Bella.
I love your show.
Oh, thanks.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Each show has, I'm not working, so it's one in the background on the Odyssey on my phone. And each show has its own personality. And your show is like, I'm 13 and I'm at a bar mitzvah, and we snuck liquor into our soda. And we can't really handle it well, but, you know, we're just.
That is a pretty
That's
accurate
pretty good. I
description.
Like that. I like that, Bella. Yeah. Yes.
You think? Yeah, right?
Yeah.
And once in a while, like, I keep a notepad, you know, I'll write things, like, I don't know, thoughts. And I wrote a quote from you, Spike Eskin.
Oh, boy.
You ready?
Yeah.
It's really hard when they try to double team two gaps.
Ooh, boy.
Are we pausing, Bella?
Yeah, big pause for Bella.
Did we pause you that day when you said that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, you wrote that down. What, do you repeat it to other people?
I wrote it down 9/23/2024.
Well, I appreciate, you know, sometimes we are pretty immature, and I wonder sometimes. Yeah. Well, you know what we try to do? The world can be so intense sometimes, so we like to have some immature fun here occasionally.
It does. I'm 70, I'll be 78 years old.
God bless you.
And if I can take it, they can all take it.
Yes.
Okay?
Even the children.
The thing is, sometimes I feel like I'm on the outside looking in, like there's this little private party. Like, I want to be a Foxhole guy. You know what I mean? I want to be in the party, too.
You know what?
I like it. You're in.
Bella's a Foxhole
She's
guy.
In. She's
Bella,
in.
You're a Foxhole
Kidding
guy.
Me?
Yes. You. Yeah, you're a Foxhole guy.
Now I got to say something to Fritz.
Yeah, Fritz.
What a do you realize that Met fans are listening to this? This is not.
Yeah, speak for yourself.
Yeah, I they probably are. They probably. What do you want me to do about that, Bella?
I put on social media about I don't want these Mets fans coming down to my ballpark. I want the Brewers to win. I thought people would be saying yes, yes, yes. Hundreds of people responded to that saying, and we are coming. And pictures of Mr. Met. They're out there. They're out there waiting to pounce. And we do not want to give them any satisfaction. Do you hear me, Rick?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I know. Like, Bella, you and I are on the same page. Again, like,
well, you're not on the same page.
We are. Like, I don't want them coming down here. I don't want this. I don't want to play the Mets.
I don't want them here, but the stinking Metropolitans expansion team, do not scare me.
The stupid 62 Mets. I know. 69 Mets.
We're going to win the first two games. It's Wheeler, then Sanchez, no matter who we play. I just don't want to hear people cheering for the other team when I have a home game. Okay? So I don't like them coming here. But we're, and you can't talk in front of them like this. Talk to your wife and your little baby or whoever you got to talk to. You don't let them.
Walk's tired of hearing about my Phillies thoughts.
I'm like, sure he is, yes.
He's going to grow up. He's going to grow up hating baseball.
Now, I'm going to, I have something I just have to get in because I have to say it.
Yeah.
There's a big talk about Rojas. Don't put Rojas in. He don't hit. The beginning of the year, they said, oh, if he could hit like 250, we won't mind. He's hitting 240-something. Hello?
Yeah, I'm on your side now in that I didn't think Rojas was going to hit 250. And, like,
he is. And if you look at his stats, like how many hits, 25 stolen bases, second only to
Trey Turner, probably.
And if you look at his stuff, he's got half the at-bats of Castellanos, and half the hits and half the everything else. He don't play enough to have big numbers. 250 is enough for somebody. Defense counts. He takes runs away from other people. I'm very passionate about Johan Rojas.
Well, you're the first person I've met who is, but that is that you make a good case. You're right. He has produced in a way that I didn't expect. Good enough for a guy who is good enough in the field. I think that. Thank you for the call, Bella. You are a Foxhole guy.
Yes. Keep up the good work.
Thank you, Bella. I think the thing about Rojas generally is
Francisco?
That, no,
not Francisco Rojas.
Nah, okay. Johan Rojas is that if. He's fine in a lineup that didn't go dead all the time. My worry about Rojas is not as a player. He has produced fine for a guy who is as excellent in the field as he is. It's just when he's at the end of a strip of guys who are striking out on four pitches is that it's a more glaring thing when you have a guy who will do the same thing but doesn't have the same sort of pop in his bat. You know?
Yeah.
But when he gets on the bases and there was one game earlier this year, he got on an infield single, stole second, stole third, and then scored on a wild pitch. He created a run all by himself with nobody else. So he can do those things.
Yeah, I'm not, I guess, as concerned with Rojas this year as I may have been last year. I know what his deficiencies are from a hitter, but I also know how he can save an inning, save a run, get outs that Marsh won't be able to get out there playing in center field, covering up for Castellanos sometimes in right center field, making plays. I just got to live with it. I just, as long as he's doing that part, I'll live with the other stuff, and I'm going to focus on the other guys in the lineup that's supposed to be hitting. In other words, if it gets put on Rojas's plate to have to win a game for us.
That's the other guy's fault.
Yes, I'm going to those guys.
Yeah, it's like blaming the seventh guy in a basketball team or something like that. Yeah, I hear that.
That's just the way I guess I have to, except that he's going to probably be in the lineup. Now, he won't be in there every game.
No, I don't think so.
Well, yeah. The good part is they are set up much better this year than last year in terms of pinch hitting for him.
Yeah.
So they've already talked about how, like, if it's in the sixth inning and there's a key spot, they'll get him out of there. And they showed that the last couple weeks of the season.
So
I forgot about that. I do like that. And Topper said that's something they plan to do in the postseason.
So, Reese, what I should have written this down. What podcast was Reese Hoskins on?
I believe it was one of the John Boy podcasts.
Ah, okay. John Boy up in New York. John Boy was the guy that did the they have this whole thing now, big Yankees podcast, but he was the guy when the Astros cheated. John Boy was the guy that did all those YouTube breakdowns of the Astros cheating.
Yeah.
So Reese Hoskins was on the podcast and talked about what it's like to play in Philadelphia, and it sounded like a guy that really knows what it's like to play in Philadelphia.
I think when I think about Philly, I think being in the Northeast is something that's a factor in their fandom. You're a little bit more on top of each other. Everyone's got to fight a little bit more for themselves. They love to love you. And when they do love you, it is an amazing place to play. But they also love to hate you. And I think that's something that's really, really unique about that city is that the accountability factor, there's a standard there that they expect, and obviously the desire to win kind of at the root of all of that. And in Milwaukee, it's really, really great when we're winning, but they're also, the people are most likely just like happy to be there and happy to support. We've done a lot of winning, so there's been a lot of that, but you know, it might be, hey, let's get them next time, instead of I cannot believe we did that, we got to fix that type of thing.
I like that we're like that. You know,
certainly can't deny it.
No, well, and we've talked sometimes about it being different around here post Super Bowl, but I love the love to hate you and the hold them accountable. And I think it's part of what makes us special, which is, I think, what Reese Hoskins was saying there, the love to hate you thing, hold you accountable thing. I don't think he was saying that in a negative way at all. I think that's part of the joy of playing here. It's part of the juice.
Yeah. I don't know if he viewed it as joy.
Yeah.
I think he could appreciate
the experience of playing here.
I think he can appreciate that. And I'm pretty sure he enjoyed playing here. Don't get me wrong. I guess no player sort of enjoys being booed. Right. I've often said this, what gets lost in that great postseason moment, the first game back at Citizens Bank Park in 11 years, I believe it was, when Reese Hoskins spiked the bat, part of that was at us.
Yes, it was the frustration.
Yes, because he had gotten the boos down the stretch because of his streaky play at the plate, but more importantly, his inconsistent play at first base. So he heard a lot of that stuff.
And he's made the error in game two.
Yeah, and he made that. So, exactly, he made the error in game two. You're right, I forgot about that. So if this was the first game coming back home after that, yeah, you're right. And but it's okay. It's okay. I think Reese saw that the good outweighed the bad here in Philadelphia. So that's why he's still appreciated. I don't think he's ever took unjustified shots at the fans here, anything of that nature. He was great in the community, he and his wife. And so to me, he just spoke his truth, and he kind of spoke the truth about us as fans. And I think for a long time, we tried to deflect or not embrace who we were as far as being hard. And I think it's because of the Phillies to a degree. I know a lot of the other players, including Eagles players, have come around to sort of embracing that. But they've embraced or accepted the whole idea that this fan base is going to hold you accountable. And so if you can't play under those circumstances, then playing here is probably not where you want to play.
It's not for everybody.
Yes.
And what I like to say about it is we always say that we're the most passionate fan base.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a reason why some people use defense in court of crime of passion.
Crime of passion,
in
yeah.
that you kill somebody because of passion. So the passion, we're always on that edge.
Mm-hmm.
We're always riled up, and if it goes bad, we turn into lunatics like bad, but there is no better place to win,
man.
I don't think. I don't think there's a better place to be good.
And to God, and I didn't even win a title here. And I'd swear by it anywhere. As an athlete, there's no better place to be, and that's not pandering. That's the evidence is how many athletes remain here when they're done playing.
So we're having our intervention show for Jack, and it seems like for all of Philadelphia who are nervous about playing the Mets, we notice Jack is slipping into this. And I've never been in an actual intervention, But an intervention, you know, somebody has a drug problem. They walk into a room. You know, I've seen it on TV or whatever. You know, there's their family, friends, and they say, you have a problem. We all care about you. I don't know that every intervention has somebody like Rios who will berate you into fixing your problem. But we do. We're lucky. Yes. Rios in North Philly, you're on WIP.
What's going on, Hard Chargers?
What up, Rios?
We need you today.
What's going on, gentlemen? I hear you, Spike, but I am scared, man.
Oh, my God! You're scared?
Yeah. Yeah. I'm scared. I'm scared that they're going to come out to that song, I'm in a corner being a sucker. Oh, that's what I'm freaking scared of,
there
man.
There he is.
That's the only thing I'm scared of is that dancing on my own crap. You know what I mean? Cut that back. Hey, Jack, man. Hey, Jack, boy. Pull up them pants, man. What the hell are we talking about?
I'm not that guy.
Hey, no, you going to be that guy. Hey, man, I'll head over there to Market Street. I ain't playing, dog. Look, real rat. Anybody, if you freaking scared, do not call this station and say that you're scared. Don't call the station at all. I already know that you're the type of person who got a damn eHarmony account. Go log into that crap, okay? Stay on your eHarmony account. Don't call the station with y'all scary asses. Let me tell you something, man. Like, what are we doing? We got the juice, man. Did we lose it? Let me tell you, I was in the military everywhere. People knew Philadelphia. I held it with pride. I didn't wear no other jersey, no other hat, no other nothing, because people knew what time it was. Huh? I got into fights, knocked people out, got myself bloodied up, everything, knocked out, got back up, and keep coming. And they know what time it is, man. We need to know who we are. We ain't shaking like a damn stripper. Y'all better stop all that scary stuff. Huh? Hey, look, hey, Ike.
Yes,
Ike, I ain't letting you off the hook either, brother.
What happened?
I ain't letting you off the hook, bro. Look, check this out, man. Why, with all that stuff and that energy in those offices that you have right there, that you didn't turn into the damn office linebacker and smash somebody over there? Jack needs a smashing, bro.
Boss.
Yeah, they got an HR department that won't allow me to do that.
Well, your name starts first in the show.
That's true.
HR, y'all be cool. I said it. Let them be cool. And look, Jack, you just got punked by Bella, by someone who's 70-some years old. Yo,
she
Bella,
sounded lovely.
Hello?
Yeah, we got you.
Hey, Bella, if you're listening, I love you. Check this out. Real rap is on me. I see you at Chickens and Peace. Beer on me. I'm drinking a beer, and I'm hanging with you. This Rios, you know what I mean? We ain't playing no game. I love that talk. I love it. Look what she talking about, because she got them years way above me. Understand what Philadelphia is about. Huh? You looking at everybody else's plate, Jack. Get your stuff together. And you know why? You're just like they said, like Reese Hoskins said, hate and love is like the Prince song. Hate you because we love you, huh? We hate certain things because we love our team. Jack, you're a buddy of mine. I'm hating you right now because I love you, brother. So get your act together, man, because we men. We got to be men here. Look, Bryce, I hope he's listening. I need him. He need to turn scary, huh? What we call the Jack? What was Red October, Jack? What is it?
What is it?
What the hell is it? It's bloody. Blood on the grass October, man. You called it out. You knew what time it is. You was talking tough, Tony, when I called last time. And yo, Bryce.
Yes.
Cut your damn head off. Cut that dancing on my own hair that you got. Get bald. Look like freaking Jason Voorhees. It's October. You want to show Philadelphia what you're really about? Cut your hair off and get ugly and don't care and start putting blood on the freaking grass. Huh? Stop putting blood on the freaking grass. It ain't time to play. Yeah, we got New York, Milwaukee. I don't give a damn. We ain't looking at nobody else freaking play, man. Look.
I love you, Rios.
You said something. Go ahead. You said something.
No, we love you.
And we want Spike to get ugly.
Yeah, we was telling Spike what you meant by cut his hair off.
Yeah,
yes.
My wife hates
his
it.
Hair.
Yeah.
Jason, his hair. Look at his hair. He got nice hair. The stuff is going to grow back. Huh? Get Jason Voorhees right now. You want to pander to Philadelphia? Or you want to show really what Philadelphia is about? Cut your hair off and say, you know what? I don't want to be cute. It's time to be freaking ugly. Yeah, I'm bald. I bald. Yeah, we beautiful.
True.
Huh?
We look good, though, Rios.
But get ugly in October, man. Get
man.
If anyone in the building has clippers, I'll shave my head right now for real.
Hey, let
I will do it right here on the air.
Nobody call that damn song. Y'all, everybody, get rid of that song on your head. I don't care if it ain't a song. It could be a beat. That boom. I'd rather you play that boom.
Play AJ and Big Justice.
Yeah. What about the...
I'd rather that. Put the Jason Voorhees song when you come out, Bryce, with your bald head and a Jason man. Tell him you ain't playing. Huh? Punch yourself on the lip and let you take your own blood. How about that? Do something. That's what y'all need to do. Y'all, the Phillies, it's Philadelphia. Mm-hmm. It's Red October, blood in the grass. And y'all know what it is. Get them blood on them freaking jerseys, damn it.
I need you back Friday, Rios. I need you Friday.
All right. Thank you, Rios.
Whew.
Now.
Punch yourself in the lip.
Jack walks into the intervention.
Drink your own blood.
Bella's in one corner. Rios is in the other corner, both punking him in different ways.
Yep.
My wife's going to see me. My head's going to be shaved. My mouth is going to be bleeding. And she's going to say, what happened? I don't know. Rios called.
Could you imagine Bryce punches himself before the first at bat, like walks out there and he's all bloody? Oop. Yeah. Rios told me to.
I used to shave my head like once a year. My wife is like, ah, you look better with hair. But I think I might have to do it for the Phillies run, before the game.
I have not seen your hair bald in a while.
Yeah, it's been a while.
For a long time.
Yeah, I don't look great that way. You know, we have our anniversary coming up. But, well, it might be time to do it. Some people do playoff beard. Maybe I do playoff.
You know what you would look like?
Who?
Have you ever seen the movie?
Oh, no.
No. Oh, man, I can't think of the name of the movie right now. Oh, it's a good one. Justin Timberlake. Is in it?
I don't know which one. The one where they're holding people hostage. The one where they see the future.
It's a movie where he's California based.
I don't know.
The Social Network?
No. Oh, Alpha Dog.
Never saw it. I know which one you're talking
about. Alpha Dog.
Never saw it.
So the big brother of the kid who they kidnapped. I forget his name, but he was the badass in the neighborhood. Yeah, so with his head shaved, you kind of look like him with your head shaved.
So here's the thing.
Alpha Dog is a great movie if you ever get a chance to watch it.
With all the tattoos and the head shave and the skinny, I look like, I don't know. It might not be a look that I want.
Well, yeah, it didn't fit him either.
Yeah.
Because the funny thing is, he has the tats and everything, like the arm sleeve tats and everything.
But, yep.
And he worked at a job where he had to wear the short sleeve collared shirt with a tie. And
oh, so it's like
else.
I said, he looked
yeah,
like
he, did, yeah. he didn't look like yeah.
Just got out of prison, trying to get your life on track. That's the way I look. So today is an intervention for Jack, who is scared to death of the Mets, and he won't say it again, but he said the Phillies are probably going to lose
them. I can't believe he said that.
He said it. So today is an intervention for Jack. You need to build his confidence, or if you are nervous like Jack and nervous like me, Ike will give you a talking to.
Or call Rios back up.
Yep. Yeah. Just give out his number.
Blood on the grass.
215-592-9494. We need everyone to participate in the intervention. We even, you know, we have Shiel Kapadia next.
Yes.
We normally have Shiel on Thursdays, but tomorrow's the big Phillies day. But Shiel's a Philadelphian as well.
Mm-hmm.
And Shiel can speak to how afraid he is of the Mets and how afraid he is that the Eagles are never going to stop another team again on defense for the rest of the year.
And he can give you advice on being bald.
Oh, right. Because I got to shave. But I've shaved my head before.
Yeah,
no, that's true.
Yeah, he is bald, though. Today's show is sponsored by Guided Door and Window. Buy a window or door, get the second and a half off with 18 months interest-free financing. Call Guided Door and Window at 877-GO-GUIDA or visit goguida.com. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and the Coward.
I'm a mess.
Yep. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. baseball your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.